episode 2874 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. People hire me for No BS Job Search coaching and career advice globally. I make the process of finding work and succeeding in it, and succeeding in the new job, much easier. Now, someone asked a question where they acknowledged, I lied about salary, and now they want wage verification. If I provided them with fake documents, do you think I'd get caught? Oh, man. Hope you find this helpful. I hope you don't try this shenanigan. It is aggravating, it is upsetting, and you're always looking over your shoulder if you try getting away with it. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I lied about my salary history during an interview, and now they want to see salary proof of the last 3 years before they hire me. Would I get caught if I faked my salary documents? Well, you may fake them, and they may still send a letter of reference to your former employer. And simply as part of the letter that goes to HR, they might just simply include the language, as many firms do. So-and-so indicated that he or she was earning approximately X number of dollars. Does that seem accurate, or is that accurate? And when they find an inconsistency, they'll fire you. Also, it takes a lot of effort, both mental and physical effort, to keep the lie going, because you'll slip. Somewhere along the line, you'll slip. Here's the smarter thing to do. The smarter thing, and by the way, one of the reasons they're asking for wage verification for 3 years is they smell BS, because they may have from previous experience a sense of what firms pay for someone in your job title. So here's what you do. I've been getting a pay stub for a while. I frankly hadn't paid attention, and I misspoke when I told you that I was earning such and such. I actually was earning this amount of money. I apologize for the inconvenience, and I confess I made a mistake. And that's probably the easiest way to do it. And then you provide them with the documentation. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides. And you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.